In case you missed them, I watched all the tech-related Super Bowl commercials so you wouldn't have to on Sunday. If you look to the Super Bowl to see the hot trends in our culture, well, voice computing won the day. Google, Amazon, and Mercedes touted their superiority in voice, while Verizon and Google just wanted you to feel good. Let me fill you in on today's Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. Listeners know that Amazon with Alexa and Google with the Assistant are all over each other, trying to goose sales of the Echo and home speakers and control our living rooms. And if you haven't gotten enough of saying, hey, Google, or just Alexa, now add hey, Mercedes to the list. The German automaker touted barking the hey, Mercedes command for A-Class autos in its Super Bowl ad. Rival BMW added a hey, BMW voice command to new cars this year as well. You would think these geniuses could think of another word than hey to throw around. Google's ad touted its smartness and how it translates 100 billion words daily. Amazon countered with humor and a what-if scenario of a dog being able to order new treats via Alexa, with an exasperated owner played by Harrison Ford who wasn't too keen on the idea. A few things you might want to know. Mint Mobile, a wireless offering, touted a too-good-to-be-true $20 a month cell phone plan. It's actually $28 to start with taxes and shipping, and you'll need to lock it in with a 12-month contract if you want to keep the rate. You get 8 gigabytes of data monthly to play with. This is not aimed at heavy users. I'm in the 20 gigabytes a month range. How about you? Bumble, the dating website where women are in charge of selections, used tennis player Serena Williams to talk about how she likes to be in charge on the court. They forgot to mention that Bumble is a dating site, because not everyone knows, right? What was your favorite Super Bowl ad? Let's chat about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online podcasts. Please favorite us on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.